This is the Truth Network.
What is God's verdict on your life? Well, today we have a really cool opportunity to talk to a lawyer turned pastor from Scotland who is a mighty man of God who has launched a national radio program called The Verdict. And if you haven't heard this program, wow, you've missed it. You are in for a treat. And he's with us right now, Pastor John Monroe. It's great to have you with us here, sir, today.
Well, great to be with you, Stu. Thank you for this opportunity.
You know, I guess, you know, as soon as I start telling lawyer jokes, I'm going to be confronted by a pastor because you're both. So I got to be real careful about
that. Yeah, well, I tell people I love lawyers' jokes and I love lawyers. you know, most people don't like them, but I like lawyers.
Well, we love how, and I've really enjoyed, I've been listening more and more to your program, just how you teach the Word of God and how God's just gifted you with that perspective. And so, man, thank you for being on with us. I wanted to let folks know about kind of how this new program's going, and we're so excited to have it. Many of the folks listening to my voice right now on all the different outlets that carry this program and the podcast and everywhere have, you know, may have already heard you, but can you tell us before we talk about The Verdict and the program and how all that's going, tell us about how you came to faith in Christ and then how you became a lawyer and then ended up preaching the Word of God in the pulpit as a pastor. Give us the story. We'd love to hear this.
Well, I was privileged. My parents now both with the Lord. My mother just passed away on October last year in Scotland. But I was raised in Scotland, very godly family, very godly parents, and came to Christ when I was 12 years old at a Christian youth camp. I went there to play soccer. I was a soccer addict, or football as we call it in Scotland, but there heard the gospel. And my life, too, even as a 12-year-old, I knew that something tremendous had happened. Not only were my sins forgiven, but God had a grip on me. Mm. We had a chorus at that camp called "Things Are Different Now." Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things I loved before had passed away. Things I loved far more had come to stay. Things were different now. And my life was changed, and I began to follow Christ, to read my Bible. And in high school, my parents, I'm one of six boys. I'm the second oldest of five brothers. My oldest brother was going into medicine, and my parents would have loved that I did that. And I just felt I loved law. There was no one in my family had ever done law, and my father was of the old school. He felt that that was not a good profession for a Christian. So he questioned me on it. He used to tell the joke, talking about lawyer jokes, to you about the man who was walking in the cemetery and saw a tombstone which said, "Here lies John Smith, a lawyer and an honest man." And the man said, "Strange to put two men in the one grave." So my dad tried to say, and I remember sitting down with him and my mom saying to my dad, "Tom, we always prayed that they did God's, the boys do God's will." So I did that, and I really enjoyed law very much, due to my personality, and God was gracious that I was on that fast track. I was a criminal prosecutor for some time, and then in private practice as a litigator. And then one day when I was out having lunch with a fellow lawyer, he said to me, "John, do you see yourself doing law for the rest of your life?" And I was a partner then, doing well, and I said, "Yeah, of course." I thought, what a silly question. And as I walked away, I realized I had answered that very arrogantly because my life was committed to Christ. And Stu, that was the first time I felt convicted by the Spirit in turning my heart to the possibility of going into full-time ministry. And in a short time, my whole life was changed. and I shared with my wife, and she was taken aback by this because it was, from a career standpoint, it was suicide. And I had been reading some books by writers at Dallas Theological Seminary, and I said to my wife, I want to go there to study. Their logo is preach the word. Mm. And I believe that God is calling me to pastor and to preach. And so we sold everything and went to Dallas thinking that when I completed my course, I'd return to Scotland, which was my desire. And so in a fairly short time, my life was turned upside down. And my wife and I were talking about it the other day and saying, this is remarkable that we actually did this. But God called us, and I count it the greatest of privileges to, as Paul would say, to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. So here I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Calvary Church. Mm. And, of course, when we thought of the radio program as a former attorney, I thought of the verdict, because in court, you're looking for the jury or for the judge to return a verdict. And in preaching, it's amazing. It calls for a response right there. Mm. We're giving not just information, but calling for a radical change for people who are lost, to cry out to Christ for salvation, for the people of God to pursue a life of holiness.
What a testimony. That's the voice of Pastor John Monroe, who is just talked about transitioning from being a lawyer, a successful lawyer in Scotland, to being a preacher of the Word of God, going into full-time ministry. One person described Pastor Monroe as someone who gives listeners a clear, no-nonsense examination of Scripture, offering insight and application for all backgrounds, from those unfamiliar with the gospel to mature believers following Christ. Pastor Monroe, I just got to know this. You know, so many pastors out there, we love our pastors and we love these, you know, faithful shepherds of the word. But I don't know many that have a law degree also. Can you tell us how studying law, practicing law in that role, how has that impacted your preaching of the word when you take up God's word? And obviously you've studied it at a great seminary there, Dallas Seminary. But tell us how that has colored your ministry and impacted how you deliver God's word and how you practice that.
Well, I'm a firm believer in the sovereignty of God and the providence of God, that God takes who we are, our uniqueness, where we're born, our education, our personality, the influences in our life, and under, we might say, the potter's hand, he very skillfully molds us. Sometimes that process is hard for us, as we sometimes want to resist it. And I do think my legal background is helpful. One is, you know, I practiced law for 11 years, so I think quite a number of pastors struggle in relating to people at work, understanding how it is to be out in the business world or professional world, and they struggle with that. I think so I think I have some understanding of that world, of the professional world, but also as an attorney, we're trained to look at the evidence, to examine it, and then to present it in a clear way. I remember when I was a young attorney. There's the head of the prosecution in Scotland, called the Lord Advocate, and I was in this case, and he was presenting evidence, and he stood up, and in a very complex case, he summarized it before the judge, and the rest of us younger lawyers looked around and we thought, well, wish we could do that, because we were struggling. You know, if you don't understand something, it's difficult to explain it. And I thought, yeah, I want to be that kind of lawyer. And I want to be that kind of preacher under the power of the Spirit to take a passage of Scripture, which, let's face it, some of the Scriptures are very difficult to understand.
Wow.
And to be able to communicate them to not only accurately, but clearly, so that even if someone doesn't agree with what you're saying, they understand what you're saying. So I put a great emphasis on clarity and then calling for a verdict. This is the difference between the preacher and the teacher. We're not in a seminary classroom. I love teaching. I love information. I love to study. But Christ calls us, doesn't he, to follow him. And you read the New Testament, that I think we can fall into a trap of just giving information. There is the call under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, as people hear the word, and then we say, yes, now, but what are you going to do? So that we're not just hearers of the truth, but doers of the same. So I think it's been helpful. I'm sure it has some disadvantages. Most people don't like lawyers, and sometimes people say, oh, you're a bit lawyer-like, and I always say, I take that as a compliment. They may mean it in a negative.
What are you really saying, right?
But this is the wonder of it, that God takes us, whatever our background,
Amen.
And uses it for his glory under the skill of the potter's hand.
Mm. Amen. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Can you hang with us for a couple more minutes, Pastor?
Sure. I'll be glad to do that.
We're going to ask you what God's verdict on your life is, and before you run away, there's a lot of good news leading up to that question from lawyer-turned-pastor, Pastor John Monroe, who's with us. He pastors a wonderful church in Charlotte, North Carolina, Calvary Church. Tons of Charlotte listeners listen to this program, and to all kinds of folks are familiar with this church. Right there, just on the corner of 51 and Ray Road, and he is just, he's a delight, and you're going to enjoy this next segment, because we're going to talk about the importance of expository preaching, why that's so important, and why there's a famine in the land, and how this man of God is addressing that with grace and truth. So stay tuned right here for more Truth Talk Weekend. Hang on. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors. From practicing the law of the land to preaching the law of the Lord. Pastor John Monroe is from Scotland, of all places, has a lovely accent, loves Jesus, and he was a successful attorney. In our first segment, we talked to him about that testimony and how God called him to full-time ministry. Now he takes up God's word, and he feeds the flock. Now, I want to give a quote directly from Pastor Monroe. He's with me right now. We're so glad he's here. He says this, quote, "Where the gospel is preached, the lives of men and women and boys and girls are transformed. Through his death and resurrection, Christ gives us peace with God, present power for living, and future hope for eternal life." Pastor John Monroe. Pastor, it's great to have you with us today. This really is your passion, to preach God's word, to proclaim the gospel to all people. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say my passion in life is to glorify God through the exposition of the Holy Scriptures, and it's a privilege which is incalculable. I'm so humbled that God would use me to do that for his glory.
And you're doing it in the pulpit of this wonderful church in Charlotte, North Carolina, Calvary Church, but you also, the Lord has really put on the heart of your church, on your heart and your leadership's team's heart to share this with the world, and what a delight that's been for so many people, including myself. I've been enjoying listening to your program. You have this national radio program that's fairly new called The Verdict. It's a daily teaching program and also a weekend program. Can you tell everyone a little bit about this this new daily 25-minute program called The Verdict?
Yeah, we're very excited about it, and it's taking really expanding in God's grace the pulpit ministry of Calvary Church, where I'm privileged to serve the Lord, and to package it, as it were. I don't know if I like the word package, but to do it in a way which is compact. And so we have a little introduction to the message, which I do to orient people to the particular scripture or topic. And then at the end of the presentation, I always ask the question, well, what's your verdict?
Mm.
So I've called it a verdict so that people listening are asking themselves before the Lord, what is my response to this? What would the Lord have me to do? So we are very delighted to get this out and to have it even locally. And you've been a great help to us, Stu, doing that. And as far as we can, we have there's a little Christian radio station in Scotland that is going to be using the program as well. So I'm delighted that we can present it further afield.
That's fantastic. You know, so Pastor Monroe, it's so interesting when you study the Word of God and what you've done for so many decades, you see these lawyers, these scribes, Pharisees, lawyers, Sadducees, Herodians, they come at Jesus hard. And by the end of the narrative, it's not Jesus who's on trial, but it's they who are on trial. And then you transition to the book of Acts, like in Acts chapter 4, where the Sanhedrin, again, the lawyers come in, they grab Peter and John, they've just healed this lame man in the temple, an indisputable mighty miracle of God. Peter responds to their attacks. They want to know one thing, by what name and by what power. So they here Peter and John and this healed man are there on trial, but suddenly you find that the lawyers and the Supreme Court of Israel, the Sanhedrin, they're now on trial. It's the other way around, because there's a greater court, there's a greater universe, there's a greater God. There's a God on his throne. Can you speak to the power of how God's word takes us to a verdict that is far more important and that is at a whole other echelon, a whole other level than we even can understand here on this earth?
Well, absolutely, because we believe, I know you do, I certainly do, that the scriptures are in fact the word of God. That Jesus said in his high priestly prayer in John 10 to his father, your word is truth. So the Bible doesn't just contain the truth or point to the truth. It is the truth, and it is eternal. It's coming from the living God. And I think, Stu, so often we forget as we open the scriptures and as pastors preach that we're dealing with the voice of God, that when the scriptures speak, God is speaking to us. So there's a tremendous power there. In fact, the greatest power in the universe. That's why the early church, you mentioned Peter and John, that in a very short time, they turned the world upside down. Why was that? It was the power of the word of God, the power of the risen Christ. And that power is undiminished. Amen. And that's why it is essential that we get the word. And thank you for doing it through radio, which is so much used by God, that we in these different ways are getting the word of God, not your views or my views, not a political message or a social message, but the message of the gospel, that Jesus saves, that there's only salvation found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is that's the greatest power in the universe, isn't it? And why sometimes are we so hesitant to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ? And everyone is humbled under the power of the word of God. Wow. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Well, Pastor, I'm kind of jaw-dropped here in awe of just what you just said, and I hope everyone caught that. And I hope everyone, you know, we're looking for churches. Everyone's looking for this more charismatic pastor that, you know, has, you know, that's jumping all over your breakthrough, that reads a verse from the Bible. Yeah, they got the Bible open, they read a verse, but then they jump into their whole motivational spiel. And they're talking about all this other thing, and it's all about you and your happiness and your dream and your vision and this and that. Pastor, you know, folks, just please hone in on this. You're listening to a man of God who's not just a pastor, but he's a trained attorney, a trained lawyer. So he doesn't just have his MDiv, he's got his JD. And if anyone could figure out the best techniques for building a church, for building the big numbers, for success, you know, it's going to be this guy. And here, this guy just said, the word of God is what's powerful, because in it you have the will of God. Pastor, just as we get out of here, will you challenge everyone in terms of being under, maybe, you know, maybe not everyone's in Charlotte. We can come to your church or in the neck of the woods where you are, or, you know, and there's some other great exposures in your area too, but maybe people listening to this show, we got people all over the country, all over the world listening to this on our Truth app and everything. What's your challenge to everyone to sit under the teaching of God, the healthy exposition of God's word? Would you please give our listeners, everyone, a challenge on how important that is?
Well, you know, without the word of God, there is no salvation. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, Paul says in Romans 10. And the word of God, the inspired word of God, is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that we will never be ready to be used by God apart from the word of God. And to go to somewhere where there's just some inspirational or great emphasis on social justice or emphasis just on the programs of the church, that ultimately is not going to feature. And it is essential that we, as well as reading the scriptures on our own, that we're part of a church where the word of God is presented. Mm-hmm. I say to people, when you go to a new church and find out, is this a place for me? Ask yourself, how is the word of God handled?
Yeah.
What is the place of the word of God? Not just a verse on the screen, but the word of God is the focus.
Wow.
And it is there that souls come to Christ. It's there that people mature in their faith.
Amen. And that's honestly going to, if that's happening, then it's also going to inform the other key axioms or paradigms of that church, like discipleship, like church discipline, like, you know, implementing the different ordinances of the church. All of those things flow out of having a high view of God's word. Is that right, Pastor?
Absolutely. And that Christ is Lord of the church. You know, all authority in heaven and on earth. It says, I remind people that the church belongs to Jesus Christ. He says, I will build my church. So in his church, let's listen to what he says so that the Lord's work is done in the Lord's way for the Lord's glory. You and I have our ideas. We can talk about them and our opinions. But what is central, are we going to humbly bow to the authority of Scripture and remind ourselves that the church exists for the glory of God, and that from us we are there equipped to go out to a lost world and to be salt permeating the corruption, light illuminating the darkness, and pointing people to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow, what a blessing. Calvary Church is where this man preaches faithfully. He's been faithfully preaching there as the senior pastor. He is Dr. John Monroe. He is also host of a fairly new, really cool radio program that you got to hear it called The Verdict. And he's been our guest today. We're so glad to have him on. Listen to his program. Get plugged in to a solid Bible teaching church. And we're so grateful for you, Pastor. Now, give us the final verdict for everyone listening out there. This is the verdict of our eternal destiny is not going to be declared by the president, whoever the current president is, or by the state courts, or by these, even the Supreme Court of the United States is not going to declare the verdict on my soul. Can you please tell us, sir, as you do on your awesome radio program every day, take us to the verdict, will you?
Well, the important verdict is what God says for us. And as a little boy in Scotland, I learned John 3:16. Just listen to it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you, whoever you are, if you call out to the Lord Jesus for salvation, he will save you. But notice the verse says that we shall not perish. And that does mean that if you ignore Christ and put it off and die without Christ, you will be conscious for all of eternity of eternal punishment. But here is the hope of the gospel. Christ came in love to die for your sins. He rose, he conquered death, and will save you. Not only save you, but will transform you. So that when we stand before God, we will hear that verdict. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And that is all of God's infinite, matchless grace. Not of ourselves, all of God's grace.
Amen. Friends, what's your verdict going to be? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Have you bowed to him? Have you called upon the name of the Lord to be saved? Thank you so much, Pastor John Monroe. What a blessing you've been to us. God bless
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.